This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With COVID-19 spreading out of control in many parts of the country, it's never been more risky for essential frontline workers to do their jobs. Yet many companies are no longer offering hazard pay. For instance, local governments in Los Angeles County, California, a terrible hot zone now, are among those that are moving toward mandating that essential workers get some kind of pay bump. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
It's been almost 2 months since Susan Hernandez has been to work at a Food for Less grocery store in North Hollywood. In mid-November, she came down with COVID-19, and she's still recovering.
My scariest moments were at night when I couldn't breathe. It felt like they were sharp icicle pains being shot into my lungs, and I didn't know if I was going to make it.
She lives with her husband and two older children who also fell ill. She's convinced she contracted the virus at work, where she says a customer without a mask had yelled in her face just days before.
Every day is a gamble for us. Every second is a gamble for us.
In the early months of the pandemic, that gamble was rewarded with a $2 an hour hazard pay raise. Kroger, which owns Food for Less, discontinued extra pay in June, saying it's committed to gradual and permanent pay raises. Hernandez, with her union, has been pushing to reinstate hazard pay.
That extra $2, my medicine for 2 months easily raked up to like $200, which I could have used that.
L.A. has seen workplace spread of COVID-19 explode as the county has been hit with a tsunami of cases. Hundreds of employees at more than 24 local retailers have been infected, despite some of the strictest public health measures in the country. Angelica Hernandez works at a Los Angeles McDonald's. She says workers there should get hazard pay because the jobs carry unavoidable risk, even with all the safety measures put in place.
We don't have the space that we need to keep 6 feet. Sometimes there are 5 or 6 of us in the kitchen and we're super close.
She says multiple colleagues have gotten sick, one ending up on a ventilator. So she sent her children to stay with grandparents in order to avoid exposing them to the virus. Molly Kinder is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
There's just anguishing choices that these workers have between their health, their family's health, and a paycheck.
She says about half of frontline workers are non-white and earn low wages. While many large companies have offered hazard pay increases, the amounts and duration have been uneven.
Some companies have been extremely generous and others have not.
She found Best Buy, Target, and Costco had increased wages the most, while Kroger, Walmart, and Amazon had paid among the smallest bonuses, despite those companies earning billions of dollars in additional revenue during the pandemic. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.